Amen. It's good to be a Christian. And it's good to be prayerful. See where the enemy is using. Where else will you be saved from them? No wonder. The songwriter says, living below
is this possible? Have we a comfort for driving along, driving along to presence of the Lord?
Precious song.
Where could I go? Where could I go but to the
Lord? Hallelujah. See why we must be prayerful? Be seated, brothers. See why we must be prayerful? Open Ephesians chapter 6. The book to the Ephesians, the letter to the Ephesians by Apostle Paul, chapter 6. Are we there? So that you understand deliverance. Verse 10. It says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 tells us, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Sorry, it said, though we walk in the flesh. Sorry. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 said, though we walk in the flesh, it said, we wrestle not, we wrestle not after the flesh. The next verse that says, for our weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, but what? Mighty through God. They are mighty only if they are through God. That's why he said, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Only God can save you from the evil that is flying all around now. We have had testimonies of people who have, you know, you enter, they send them to enter public vehicles traveling only to go and get blood. Satanic forces send them. A lot of accidents happening. If you hear of how it happened, you will just know that it is not a normal accident. It's not an ordinary accident. Somehow, funny stories have abound everywhere. All the nonsense they do. There is no place that is safe. I am not saying this to instill fear in you. But I'm telling you what is on ground now. Including that restaurant you go and eat, you don't know what you are eating. Including that woman frying something by the roadside where they buy chop, akara, waiting. You don't know what it involves. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You go for wedding. People are dancing and smiling and bring you gifts. You don't know which gift you have collected. You are doing your traditional marriage. You go, one old woman says, make her hug my daughter. You don't know what you collect from that hug. Any money, that's one poor man. He says, you get so day, you can't touch yourself. Carry him again. Go. So the question, to be good, he bad again. Make we not do good. Make we not help people in need. Hallelujah. Okay, let me come home a little bit. Amen. No more fear of God. On Friday after vigil, last Friday, I was told they were going back. People close from church, they were going. Some brethren in court asked a brother driving his car and going, please, brother, give us a ride. He said, oh, brothers from Bride, enter. When he dropped them, where he would not drop, finish. He had his purse with money there, almost 100,000 naira or so. Plus his phone, he followed and come out. Who they be? He doesn't know them. So it means they were not for vigil. They came timing when we were close. And then joined the brethren. As if they are part of us. Because nobody will have attended that vigil and go and steal after that. So there is nowhere to escape. You go rent house. You enter the house there. You don't know the thing where they bury there. You enter there with two cars. 2 years after, they find money to even renew your rent. You don't sell all you have finished. What did happen? You don't know. It's everywhere. You go house, your village finish. The land where your papa give you. You don't know, say you're absent. They go plant something there. You enter there with architect. Hey, so that from here, you don't know what they match. They say from here, in the match. The person they look you, make I see how you go come back from here again. You come back, you finish, your leg swell. This one swell. You are now not thinking of building again, but where you receive healing. You go lay foundation, finish. Finish, okay. And now, like I go Lagos. Come, send money, come back. Send money, come back. Instead, your money, they go down. Now, so that foundation, I hit them since 10 years ago, it remained there like that. Can't you see the wickedness of the wicked? Everywhere. And that is the only reason. And I say something here. The most foolish group of people I have seen on earth, they are among Christians. Because of these dangers everywhere, everybody you see on the street, nobody is without a form of protection. Nobody is without a form of protection. None. The person standing next to you, he get what he in the do, make a market and they go. The person that is building houses everywhere in your village, nothing is happening to him. He belongs somewhere. Praise the Lord. You too, you belong somewhere. You are a Christian. You go to church. You don't go to any shrine. But the difference between you and them is that they follow the laws of that thing they belong. They follow it faithfully. It is only believers that say, God is a good God. God is a good God. God is a good God. It's a merciful God. It's a merciful God. This is grace. I plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus. And you will not follow the principle. That's why I say the most foolish people on earth are Christians. Come for prayer, you will not come. Because you think you can gather prophets to be praying for you. Then you are jumping up and down. You don't have praise. Then you are sending prayer requests everywhere. The Bible says, costless shall not come. I said, no place is clean. No place is safe. Everywhere. If they cannot get you directly, they will initiate your children in their schools. So you have a child here in the night, a pilot. You will fly. Praise the Lord. And you, that say you cannot do without woman, he decided to send women. When you enter the finish, you are finished. The girl finds she's irresistible. There is something that is making you irresistible, making her irresistible. The thing there is to attract you to come so that you collect your destiny. That is the assignment. That one says his assignment is to kill some number of people. Some sisters, I have conducted deliverance, say their own assignment was for the whole year, they should at least 200 men, and you have to get that target for a promotion in the Marine Kingdom. And instead, going up and down. Anywhere you see, anywhere, woman and woman. Anything where we are scared to the past, they look at. And why I say you are foolish is that there are people, you go to church. Some even now, brother and sister for the same church. And then they do them. And you don't know that one of them is an agent. There are some churches that a particular sister, brethren around, men have tossed from this one to this one, from this one to this one, from this one to this one. When you mention this sister, you say, hey. If you want, I will arrange her for you. And you don't know that a woman that will be there, her assignment is in that ministry. And anybody sleeps, you will not watch it. None of them that sleep with her ever make it. Struggle. Because she's there to collect it. That's why the first person they go after na pastor. Pastor, when they do deliverance, when they make noise, nya, 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 nya. Like Pastor Moses, like this. Nya, 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 nya. Only God knows how many times I have escaped. I won't know now. Praise the Lord. I don't need a prophet to tell me that they're after me. I don't need it. The Bible says we are not unaware of the device of the enemy. And he said, put on the whole armor of God. See the whole armor of God. Oh yeah. See him. Ephesians, where we read. Chapter 6. If you never put your own, better put it. Praise the Lord. Verse 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, verse 13, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. There are pastors that are no longer standing. And when they say you are falling, it's not saying that you are crippled. You are no more standing on the truth you started with. You have to compromise now because they have gotten you. How can you preach against fornication when the people you are fornicating are in the church? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, now. So that you'll be able to stand. And I thank God by God's grace, I still stand. Hallelujah. Let any woman that started pastoring this church 15 years ago, tell me directly or indirectly, I have winked at her. I'm saying it now, you are watching me all over the world. Oh, I travel somewhere and then where nobody know me, I slept with you. You are hearing me now. So like say, I stand, I will not fall. I will not fall. I will stand. Till Jesus comes, I will not fall. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I pray that every pastor will be able to say like I am saying. I pray that every minister in Brother Assembly too will be able to stand and speak like I'm speaking. Yes. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I say one sister, one small girl was sharing in my office one day, some 2 years back. He says, Daddy, tell me. He said that you don't even have any feeling if you see any woman, any feeling at all. They can tell her. It's not Delilah. She was sincere. She wants to know how it is possible. Maybe some other people have been approaching her. And I told her, I said, yes, I have feeling. But let me explain the type of feeling I have. I said, I am married to start with. And I'm not going to marry a second wife. Therefore, praise the Lord. I said, and I am now a Christian. I said, anytime I see a Christian sister, the feeling I have for her is the same kind of feeling I have for my blood sister, same father, same mother. That's the kind of feeling I have. Not a lustful feeling. Not a sexual feeling. It shouldn't flow between us. I will not marry you. I am married. And I'm a Christian. I should not fornicate. So I cannot be thinking of some, you know, sexual feelings towards you. It shouldn't be part of me. But there is a relationship we have. You are my sister. I am your brother. Anything beyond that, you need to go back to the backside of the desert and sort yourself out. See the verse 14. The armor you are supposed to put on. Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth. Somebody shout truth. I'm not preaching on that because we want to go into action. Truth. You should be truthful to yourself and you should love truth. If you don't love truth, you will never be delivered. For you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. If you are a thief, number one, acknowledge I am a thief. I need deliverance. I'm a fornicator. This feeling that makes me chase after people's wives is of the devil. This thing that wants to disgrace me, after I stand with microphone, I preach as a powerful pastor. Then a sister coming for counseling, I said she should meet me in the guest house. It's not right. Each time you commit anything, you should stand up and say, this is wrong. When you begin to hate it, it becomes part of you. Then you position yourself to fight it when you see it coming. Yes. And having on the breastplate of righteousness, holy living should be your identity. Amen. Verse 15. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith. All that is in your head is nothing is impossible. Faith. Wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation. And what? The sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. That is the sword of the Spirit. Go back to verse 12 again. Can we read it together? Let's go. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Think on that. That is the battlefield. That is the battlefield. A woman is pregnant, and a jealous witch in that compound says, make her see as she will take deliver that picking. Principalities and powers. Now, this is where I am going. If we are wrestling against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places, then in every battlefield, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. In infantry, there is a battalion in the army known, or a section in that battalion known as the Recce Battalion or Recce Platoon. You know what they do? Before you go for battle, there must be reconnaissance, there must be some spy work going to see, know something about the enemy. So they go on Recce. They will go there, spy, everything, you know. Amen. They will know the number of soldiers they have. They know the number of weapons, the type of weapons they have, which area they are coming from, the number of soldiers they have. They get that. That is their duty. They bring it now. It is on that knowledge that the commander plans his battle. Enter message believers around the world. Holiness believing churches around the world. They wonder why we use pure water like we did yesterday, and why we are going to use, and regularly we use in each deliverance program, padlock and mirror. I said, listen, you have to know why Jayola. Prophet Jayola, okay, just answering call. They always calling him. He's answering some of these calls. They are watching us now. Now, a sister, each time, I think we dedicated the baby here last time. Each time the woman take in, when he reach a particular number of months, to push out for so many years. I've forgotten the number of years. And then he said, while he was praying for her, it was a revelation. The Holy Ghost said, bring padlock. In a prophetic action, he said, he locked the padlock. Bam. As this padlock is locked, so also the gate to your womb, where they follow to remove that baby each time you put it there, shall be locked until it is time to deliver. That was prayer. That's all. That pregnancy that he prayed, she didn't lose it again until we delivered the baby here. We dedicated the baby here. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We begin to learn something. Our brethren, you people, you will have discovered that Prophet Sunday knows the names of villages in the east. Apolobia. Uma here. And where again? In Bidi? Okija. These are places he has visited for family deliverance. Including Igbo. Where's Igbo? Where's Igbo? Eh? He too. Praise the Lord. He has visited so many places. And these are some of the things. One of our brothers is his business suddenly began to have problems. Came for prayer on Prophet Sunday, if you remember, at Idumota. The Lord showed him something, said, let me follow you to the shore. When he went there, he said they should open this place in the ceiling. When they opened that place, they saw the thing that was wrapped. Yes, sir. And kept in the ceiling. Really, yes, sir. And they broke the ceiling and brought it down. And immediately you open it.
Everywhere.
Destroy it. You saw what happened. The brother began to be restored again.
I don't.
They went again. Open the lid. You too. Timothy. Come and tell them some of the things you have seen. Come. Ogunile, come and tell them some of the things you have seen. When you go for deliverance. But it's true. Tell them some of the things you have seen.
Amen. Amen. As I'm saying in the morning, I say today is the last day. There's one liberation we go in the new. And when we are praying, God appoint a particular place. When we dig it, what we see is a monkey head. And two padlock and 6 inches nail inside the head of that monkey. And they use padlock it in his brain. And tie it. And when we lose it, although the thing want to ram me mad, me myself, because when we are digging it, that thing suddenly come upon me. They begin pouring me red oil in the head. No, it's not a joking matter. That sister, the brother is mad. The elderly sister is mad. The senior brother that comes from South Africa, they killed our brother. The father died like that. Amen. But we thank God that when we dig that thing out, that nonsense stop. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. That's just some of it. What of Timothy?
The camera.
They want to do what? Want to put some in the camera? There are others. We have some of them, the pictures. When they come back, we take some of the pictures. We don't know if they can show that to us on the screen. Let's see. How the enemy tied down some people. That's one of it. This is what was brought out. See how rusty that padlock is. This one now, you see a mirror tied around, and there's the head of two people. One, you know, backing the other. Then with a man and a woman, back themselves, and then a mirror. This padlock was also part of that concussion there. All buried on the ground. That thing was also brought out. Another padlock. Double padlock. They tied double lock. Double. See another concussion here. See what they use in tying it. See all the things that are there. Something concussion inside the bottle there. See padlock. You can see a padlock there. They tie everything and tie it there. This is another one that was removed. Yes, from the ground. Dog from the ground there. Padlock. They use red. You know what that means. Praise the Lord. Let's hear Brother Timothy. There's something they are showing from his camera.
So praise the Lord. Can I hear a loud amen, somebody? All this thing that you see that is happening is confirmed. You can see a lot of them right now on my video. It happened that this is a herbalist Shiran. God took me to that Shiran, that herbalist. Everybody that are in that place, once you want to travel to abroad, once you get to that place, that man will make an image. Once you want to travel out of the country, once you get to that native daughter, that man will stand as a godfather. Anywhere you wanted to go, once you make a covenant in that place, Once you make a covenant in that place, if you cannot fulfill that covenant, anywhere you are, it will be monitoring you through that mirror. Once you move from one country to another country, it will be monitoring you. Until you came back and fulfill what you have vowed. If you could not able to fulfill that vow, you will not succeed for whatsoever you are doing, wherever you are. And God took us, you can take a look at the mirror right now. What, you can take a look at the mirror right now. The mirror has been worked a lot of people. And it happened in a place in Ibini. And we got there, we were there about 2 months ago. But after everything, all the people that was dedicated in that idol, they were all delivered. And everybody one by one will be calling me that God has done it. You can take a look at the mirror right now. This mirror, we are going to be break here today. This mirror, we are going to be break here today. As many that under that manipulation, you are going to be delivered. I say, as many that under that manipulation of monitoring mirror, you are going to be delivered. This mirror is reality. We have been to many places. This is not one place. There are many places we are going, they are uncountable. When we talk of East, they are uncountable. When we talk of Edo State, they are uncountable. So a mirror, once the man call your name, wherever you are, you must appear on that mirror. Once you appear on that mirror, whatever he asks you to do, that's what you will be doing. If he asks that mirror, if he invoke your name in that mirror, once he says you'll be useless, automatically that person will become a useless man. Anything that he said when that person appears on that mirror is what that person will become. But today, as many of that influence, of that manipulation, of that mirror, as that mirror is going to be broken, you are all going to be delivered. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
God bless you all.
Another Ladelu General.
Somebody shout fire. There is one I removed from Dr. Eze's house. Is Dr. Eze here? Yeah? Dr. Eze. Okay. We went to his compound. As we are inside the compound, immediately I entered the compound. At the entrance of his house. So I started searching for the shrine. As I was searching for it. At the entrance of his house, I saw the thing. So Dr. Eze was watching. So I used the olive oil, I circled the first place. I saw him, he was watching, looking at me. I circled the second place. He said, no, this guy knows what thing they see. So I didn't know that he brought the first place I circled. The mother brought some select people. These are cherubim and seraphim. They came to that place and buried some ram and did some concoction and some candle and many, many things. They buried there with cross, different things. So immediately I circled the first place. As I wanted to dig, he said, nah, cherry, go the first. He said, make I wait first. He said, this place when I want to dig, is know about it all. Say the mother brought some cherubim and seraphim. They buried some things here. I said, okay, don't worry. So I circled the second place again. I said, do you know of this one? He said, no. So immediately we are digging. I dig out a very big padlock. A very roasted padlock. The guy is shocked. He said, so this thing, they say everywhere he's going, people have been telling him there is, they padlock your family, they padlock your family, they padlock your family. So when I brought it out, he said, Nana, wow. Just a prayer of 1 hour, God delivered that family.
Clap your hands, church. Another general. They have many, because anytime you don't see Igbo in the church, he has gone to one village.
Where is the camera? There is even one I removed at Benin. There is one we remove at Benin. Where is the camera now? It's not flashing.
That's when they were digging it. In a compound in Benin. Jesus.
You will see the mortar. There is a mortar buried there.
Now you dig?
No, I made a video and I tell I'm making the digger.
Okay.
I don't agree, Digamu. So that is the mortar. There is a mortar there in the entrance of the house. You see the mortar there? A very rusted mortar for years.
The man don't tire.
The guy won't take off. Sorry for a few minutes. You see the mortar? A lot of things were buried in the ground there.
Somebody shout, I am free.
I am free.
Keep watching. See what is going on there.
You will see the mortar. So that you know what we are telling you is real. The thing they down.
I hope everybody get padlock. You get your mirror. You don't get padlock, you don't get mirror. Are you happy? Don't bring up.
The guy, do I tire for road. That is where the mortar is now.
Only God knows how long that thing has been there.
See, they are building out the mortar.
In somebody's compound.
See the mortar.
See him.
You see the mortar. It has been there for years.
Different things they are bringing out of that place.
Different, even the skull of a goat.
Jesus.
I even entered inside the rooms. All the pictures are here. The video, I camera everything. I enter inside the room, break the ground, and remove all the things the native pot they buried in the ground.
Jesus.
17 of them in Germany, no one is progressing. The three girls that is in the house, the job they are doing is a shower job. So that is it. So what we are telling you is real. When we say you should pray, you pray very well. Students, let me show another clip of the picture. This is the woman.
That's the general. It's right in front of the compound.
Front of the compound. We remove a lot of things there in the compound.
Jesus.
The old woman was shocked that there is something there. Well, let me put another one. You see, just to fast forward it. See another one again. Inside the house. The room, they locked the room for years. Nobody has opened it. At the back of the door, there is another one at the back of the door. They buried it, they cemented it there. They locked the room for years. Nobody has entered there. They didn't know that there's something there. They put there one of the brother. Their uncle went there and used his room to be killing there. They didn't know. Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you. Just to, please, another general. Somebody shout, I am free. Praise God, church. Praise God, church. You know, we have gone for... This is what you are seeing now. It was me and Igbo. Igbo, we went for liberation at Umuahia. So, as he mentioned Bini, myself, I mentioned Umuahia, the village. Amen. Now, everywhere, we are all on my own. All on the city. So we went to Umuahia to play.
That is not a shell of a snail.
So that snail, on the ground, we met, we just entered a compound. It was a cemetery compound. It's tied. So Igbo ran in and said, something, wait, there's what I'm seeing. I said, you see? I said, yes. I said, wait, there's something me I'm seeing. Igbo run this side, me I run this side. So the Igbo, they shared the center too. One follow me, one follow Igbo. As he was moving, I reached that place. I thought the brother should be in church. Kelechi also. He should be in church. He should be a testimony in me. He can testify to this. Suddenly, the Lord opened my eyes to see a snail. This thing I'm telling you now, that nobody in a clean compound, you will not see any grass. Don't I'm saying anything. This thing, their uncle at the backyard, kept all of them according to the number of the people in that house.
Sure.
And count the snail and come there together. Let them die and rust away.
Sure.
And that is how everything, their mother was sick, everything was happening. Then we move again to the next, not the guava. We made a padlock, put together and buried on the ground. Amen. When Igbo ran there, Igbo wanted to pick the padlock. It didn't shock Igbo. He ran back. I went, it shocked me, we ran back. We look for red oil. Rub our hands inside red oil, olive oil, everything. And jack it out of that place.
Mm.
I am telling you, these things you see are real.
Real.
We don't have cause to tell you anything that is not existing. Amen. Today, by your padlock you will use, you shall be free.
Amen.
Anything they buried in your house today, it shall be destroyed. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, these ministers here, so if you want them to go for your family deliverance, you come through me. Alright? You are not permitted to go directly to them. You must come through me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The reason why that one shocked them, because I didn't know they went there. Praise the Lord. I didn't know that they went there. Amen. My junior sister is here, and she's not a minister, just newly converted to Christianity from Islam, but she also has an experience to confirm what we are saying.
Everybody is saying about Benin. When they were talking about Benin, I just remembered. You people are aware that the pastor lost his younger one, our junior brother in Benin. Anytime I remember that experience, I was not a Christian then. I was a Muslim.
Elijah.
Everybody done followed him from Mafuluku. He's always preaching. My younger brother and sister is there, Elijah. He's listening to me. I am the one. My brother was posted to Benin as head of department to go and work in Benin. He fell sick from nowhere. You know, he had never in his life admitted in any hospital, but he was admitted in a hospital. He refused to let us know. I called him, I spoke with him. Through his voice, I was not happy. But I called my brother, I told him, did you talk to your brother lately? He said, yes. How did you hear his voice? It's not sounding well. He said, okay, get ready and go to Benin. I went and saw my brother lying down in Benin. But in Benin, they will wake us up with prayers. They will be the first people to wake us up with prayers. If you are a Benin person here, please give your life to Christ. But because all the testimony, everything they are showing here is Benin, Benin, Benin. I don't know why. I have never said, come out to say something like that, but today, I'm sure he did not even know about it. There's this particular man, a nurse in his place, is from Benin. He will come anytime he's coming. He will tell me, Monique, I don't want this man to touch me. I don't want this man to touch me. But I thought he was just complaining. The man, he will go, he will pretend as if he was pretending to be sleeping, and they will come and go. This day, this man came. He's supposed to be the nurse in charge of him. A nurse attached to the airport. But it was something else. I did not know. He will come and he will be holding my brother's leg. My brother will be dragging his feet. This day, I was arranging the drugs in front of my brother's bed. This man was... When I turned, I saw this man place just two fingers on my brother's tummy. He was making some incantation. Then I was a Muslim. I did not know the meaning of that.
Let every Christian clap your hand for Jesus now. Hey.
When he'll be saying some things, of course. He will not pronounce them out. I will be saying, I mean, I was thinking he was praying. It was after that, somebody came. He was saying, then something will be telling me, where he goes, one spirit will tell me, take your brother out of this place, take your brother. Then he doesn't know the heat of that illness. The man will come and will tell me, Hajia, didn't you see? He's responding to treatment. And through, I'll tell him, So this day, I just summoned courage. I said, no, I'm leaving. I'm taking my brother out of this place. After everything, the airport manager promised us that he's going to fly us. We discharge, they discharge him, did everything. At the end of the day, give us a referral letter. Which they fake a letter gave us. And me, I was busy telling them, my brother, I was happy. My brother is coming to Lagos to meet my own brother that is he's a pastor. But Eric Air refused to take him. And then Benin Road was terrible. I don't know now. Was terrible that he cannot travel by road. They will say it is this kidney, tomorrow is that. At the end of the day, they say your brother is perfect. Then somebody came. came and said, that man that touched your brother, the whole family, they killed them in a village. He's the only surviving person. He's wicked. I said, but why didn't you tell me since? We transfer him. We could not come to Lagos. We transfer him to UBTH. There they will tell us. When they greet us, Ndo, we won't understand. Sanu, we will tell them, Sanu, wait till we come be here. We say, our brother is in the hospital. Yeah, man, he come to take person work. So no, he was posted here. Hey, he not prayed before he sit down.
Hey.
We'll be telling them, we don't know. Pray, yes, of course, he's a Christian. He said, carry on a person. It was too late. It was too late. Benin people, if you're here, give your life to Christ.
Clap
it's
your
real.
Hands, church.
It's real.
Clap your hands, church.
If only them.
You don't do now, not be mosque, please. What is church?
A Christian. Then, I don't think what happened to my brother will have happened. Praise God.
It's true. You are the one we know, Jesus.
You are the one we know.
Hallelujah. I'm so happy I'm a Christian. Some members of my family, they're hearing me now. They're watching me now. They're watching me now. Give your life to Christ, oh, all of you, my papa, all of you now. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, we're going to action, but my emphasis is this. That it is important that we know how they operate, so that we can know how to confront them. Somebody say we are occultic because we are using these things. I say no be by force. If you know where you are, use the one where you know where will set you free. The important thing is make sure you are free. Praise the Lord. The first prophetic action I know that God did. Amen. It is God himself that did a prophetic action. Why did he tell Moses in the wilderness, snake were biting the people and they were dying? Why didn't he take anointing oil to rub their leg when snake bite them? He told Moses, go and make the image of a snake with brass. Hang it on a pole. Snake versus snake. Oh! Glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is a prophetic action. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Before any juju man can succeed in any spell against you, he must shed the blood. Blood of an animal, a fowl, a goat, or even a human being. Before the juju can walk, there must be some form of blood that they will shed. And when it was time for God to set us free from what they used blood to do, he sent his only begotten son to shed another blood. Another blood to counter what they used blood to do against us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blood versus blood. Amen. Today, padlock versus padlock. Mirror versus mirror. If you believe that, shout, I am free. Is the mighty one in battle?
So die.
You are the mighty
one in battle. Jehovah Nissi. You are a mighty one in battle.
One more time.
You are a
The king of Israel was to go for battle with the Syrians. And he went to meet the prophet who was so sick, Elisha. See, oh, there's a battle we have to face. What did Elisha say you should do? He said you should take a bow and an arrow. Hallelujah. What did he say you should do? He opened the window. Was it towards the north? Eh? Where? Towards the east. Towards the east. Towards the here now. Towards Okija. And he told him, oh yeah, fire! As he threw that arrow, he said, that as that arrow is going, that is the arrow of the defeat of the Syrians. He said, oh yeah, another time. Carry that your bow, oh yeah, begin to hit it on the ground. And then the king hit it. Bah, 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 three times and stop. The man said, oh, you will have hit like seven times. Now because you hit it three times, you will defeat them only three times. As you were hitting the ground, that is how you are smashing their head. It's a prophetic action. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The prophet, I think it was Jeremiah also, prophesied concerning the destruction of Babylon. He sent the young man that is to go and deliver the prophecy. I said, after he has read the prophecy, he should take a stone and tie that prophecy and go to the river and throw that stone. And as that stone went down, he said, so shall he prophesy. So shall Babylon go down. Prophetic action. Shortly after that, that's the last time you heard about Babylon. Hallelujah. I believe in spiritual battle. I believe. Amen. And those who are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And the Holy Ghost can tell you to do anything for deliverance. It is not a doctrine. What we are doing is not a doctrine. You can't even write a book about it. It is as you are led. Hallelujah. It's as you are led. Because there are unusual things. Sometimes, even contrary to what you believe. I believe that a woman should not cut her hair. Here is your glory. But I also remember, this my sister that just spoke now. Her junior sister, I don't know if she's here today. Habiba. Is Habiba here? She's not here today. Now, her own junior. Now, she was living with her, Elijah, at that time. Here in Lagos. The demons that used to come on her will beat her. 10 strong men will not be able to hold this young girl. And instead of this Elijah that time to see something, that would have been when she would have seen the sign. One time, I was in my sitting room. I heard they don't knock. Some hefty men, they were battling with this girl. They carried her to my sitting room. They were holding her. I said, what did happen? He said, see, she was under. I was not a pastor. Was I the pastor that time? This ministry had not started. And I said, what did happen? She said, see, did they attack? I said, why you don't carry and go Malam? We carry and go here. You will carry and go meet Alpha. She said, hey, do something. Hey, do something. Not be that one. I said, leave her. The men were saying, ah, we cannot leave her. I shouted, I said, leave her. Do you know where you are? And they left her, and she was no more struggling. Praise the Lord. Small time again, the thing was getting too much. I'm talking about a sister. This is my blood sister. I am talking about those of you who are old enough in the church, Dio. That the deliverance I did for this girl, she had to tell me the history of what happened. She was in the village going to the stream. She saw something. She saw a coin and picked the coin. That's all. After that, she began to have strange visitations. I'm telling you that at the stage of her deliverance, one day, while I was praying for her, the coin left her body. The mark of the coin was on her skin. You know the place, Ajebo Camp. I heard Pastor Thomas, you were there. The coin, the sign of the coin was on her skin like a tattoo. The last time she had the deliverance was now in my house. The thing was disturbing so much. I started doing this deliverance for her in my house. And now I heard the Holy Ghost. That is why I remember that story. Say, cut her hair and burn it. I shouted to my wife, get me scissors, get me matches. It was in the room. I decided to cut the hair. Now that's contrary to what I believe. I don't believe a woman should cut her hair. But now, them who are led of the Spirit, as soon as I cut the hair and I put it on fire, you needed to see what the demon was doing with her as that hair was on fire. I didn't cut or just a piece of it and burnt it. And that was the last time her deliverance became final. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Listen, church. We serve a God that fights battle, therefore he has battle plans. One of it is what we are doing now. Hallelujah. Are we ready for action? As you will break that mirror here in this atmosphere, so also it is a point of contact to anything they are using to monitor you wherever they are. Because not many of us we don't have to travel to our village and something is dug out. No! From here, something can happen somewhere. Hallelujah. I told you on a Sunday, we are praying here one Sunday, and a brother had to pray a prayer point that the leg of his father that refused to heal for 10 years, every month they send all their money there. After paying his tithe that day, he said, Father, you promise that it will not devourer. This my father says, he said, if through this man is called by you, let thunder go and fire strike what is disturbing my father. Is the brother here today? Is the brother here today? Eh? Is he here today? He's not here. You heard the testimony. In the afternoon, in the village, his father was sitting down under a tree. No rain, nothing. He said, thunder. Struck where the man's leg was. And that was the end. Somebody, while you are here praying in this atmosphere, something will happen. We are the source of your problem. Angels of God, they are around. Anything you say should happen. If you open that padlock, they will go to where they padlock you. And they will open that padlock there. You believe it? Shout, I am free. We have a phone call. Somebody's asking that some of them overseas, they did not smash their water last night. He said, what? Can they do that tonight? Yes, if you couldn't do it last night, do it this night. There are some people sitting down here too who didn't do it. How many of you? See them plenty. Where will I go yesterday? Yes, do it also tonight after 12 o'clock. Any cage, catching me as I smash this water. Let that cage be smashed. Towers! And you be in expectation, go and sleep. Praise the Lord. John chapter 19. Hallelujah. Verse 6, 7, 8 says, the bride has made herself